one's Greece's favorite.
You're right. Happy.
Yes.
You know what that means? That means you're loaded with love, and when you're loaded with love, what are you loaded with?
Love.
God. There's nothing happier than being loaded with God. So let's take just a second and talk to God, all right? Well, we're all talking to God all the time, but let's just collectively. God, look at these beautiful children of yours. God, you have to feel proud of each and every one of them. And God, we're here because we want to be able to collectively think about you and recognize you and all the work that you do in our lives. And God, we ask that you use each and every one of us more and more and more because, God, we want so much to represent you on this earth. We want so much, God, to be examples of love, examples of you. So please, God, use each of us more and more and more. And in Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. Now let's start right in with our singing. What do you say?
23.
Who's going to help with the singing?
And then
19.
So 93 and then 19. Okay. So number 93 is Getting there. Wow. Okay. We're just going to jump right into God Use Me. Woohoo! 93. Row the boat ashore. Here we go. Michael, row the boat ashore. Hallelujah. Michael, row the boat ashore. Hallelujah. Sister Trent in the sail. Let's see what that one is. I saw the light. Oh, that's a good one. I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. I saw the light, no more darkness, no more. fears I claim for my own. Then like the blind man that God gave back his sight, praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wander and stray. Straight is the gate. So 121. It is well with my soul. Let's try that. Oh, yes, our favorite. Let's go fly a kite. Something fun. Woo! With tuppence for paper and string, you can have your own set of wings. With your feet on the ground, you're a bird in flight. With your fist holding tight, everybody do this. Here we go. Ring of your kite. Let's go fly a kite up to the highest height. Let's go fly a kite and send it soaring up through the atmosphere, up where the air is clear. Once you're lighter than air, you can dance on the breeze over houses and trees. With your fist holding tight to the string of your kite, let's go fly a kite up to the highest height. Let's go.
All right, another peppy one. Let's go.
87.
Let's go right to that. This little light of mine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Building up a world, I'm gonna let it shine. Building up a world, I'm gonna let it shine. Finish! Yay!
Woo-hoo.
Okay.
Is that enough of them?
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Okay, that's enough of them.
That's okay. Hey, Carrie.
Oh, we're so good. We wake up all the birds and the bees, and even the trees start to shake. Nobody got scared? You weren't afraid I was going to ask for another song? Okay, we don't have a speaker tonight because, and not because Millie messed up the schedule, just because Millie didn't just get everything written down right. Doesn't mean I messed up, does it?
No.
Never.
Never?
Never.
Woohoo! Okay, what we're going to do mainly tonight is have message bearing, but I just wanted to give us a couple thoughts first. You know, we think that this is the life. It is only one page in the book of life. It's only one page in the book of life. One sentence in a whole article, and we're calling it life on earth. But you were, you are, and you will be. Do you realize what that means? You're going to be with yourself forever. And to tell the truth, who's the person we growl about the most? Yourself. Is anybody going to agree with me on that? I don't see many head shaking. Come on, we can't blame it on somebody else. You can't blame it on your parents. You can't blame it on your grandparents. You can't blame it on the boss where you work. We are responsible for ourselves. And my silliness, can't blame it on anybody else. Anybody want it, they can have it. You want to blame for this? You want to blame for this, honey?
No, I want to take your silliness.
What did she want?
She wants to take your silliness.
I don't have any money, honey. That little lady's been trying to work to get my fingers to open because I fell on them. But instead of letting her get my fingers to work better, you know what I did? I fell again on my fingers. Now, honey, they're black instead of whatever other color they were. And my wrist, too. Oh, bummer. Did you call me a bummer?
No, I said I'll be over.
Oh, over. Whew. But here we are having this life experience as whoever you are. I just met a young man from Wizard Africa. No, where?
Saudi Arabia.
Where?
Arabia.
Arabia. Oh, and I only had a few minutes with him, but I guarantee you'll everyone fall in love with him. Now I like Arabia. I never thought a lot about it before. And you kids from Brazil have made me love Brazil. I have not had one rude word or action out of any person from Brazil. You know, it's wonderful when you can step out of your country and go to somewhere to another country and be representing your country. But you know what? When you promised to come to the earth plane, you came, and God took you up on it. You promised God that you'd be an example of love. Are you? Are you doing it? Are you just expecting to be loved? I'll answer that. I don't need to have the answer, but I want you to have that answer for yourself. But, Brazil, gee whiz, I never even really thought that much about it before. But I've not had one rude word from anybody from Brazil. And from you, sir, I don't know if I ever talked to anybody else from your country or not, but you haven't told me any rude word. So now I have to say it about Arabia. So don't miss him, anybody, don't miss him. Now, I don't know where else the rest of us are from. I'm not sure where I came from. I don't think anybody would claim that, do you? Oh, stop it, Leslie. She's breaking up laughing over there. She thinks she knows where I came from. But, you know, this is a fantastic opportunity that God has given us to represent and be examples of love on this earth plane. So any time that you have a rude thought, ugly thought, you're going against the promise you made to God that you'd come down here and be an example of love. And the very energy within you is love. Now, some time ago, years ago, actually, I won't tell you when. Oh, yes, I will. It's written down, so I know it's 1992. I got this little message from the Angel Kingdom. And I thought I might read it to you, and then we'll get into the message bearing. But I don't need these glasses. I'm too young, but I put them on decoration. Come on, kids, I'm funny. Laugh. Thank you, Leslie. Now, let's talk about something that must be explained. Now, first of all, I'll explain that I don't really get this much anymore, but for years I got the class lessons, and I didn't even think about what I was doing and just sat down and my hand would go. And God used me to get these lessons. So see what you think about this one. Let's talk about something that must be explained. A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. Now, if most all of us have heard that, right? A kingdom divided against itself will not stand. Those on the earth find themselves complaining about those who are expressing themselves in another form of living quarters, shall we say. Those expressing as male find themselves complaining about those expressing as female. Yet all are part of the family of God. This must change. We've got to stop growling about each other down here. Throwing negativity against any section of God's household is tearing it apart and making its progress as a body of a much harder task. Male and female need each other because they are all part of God, and God needs all parts to be a whole and complete expression. Now, there's much humor that has attached to this subject, but humor sometimes becomes expressed as truth. Now, this is no longer... This is no longer humor, so we would like to address this subject in a light manner, but later we will discuss it more in depth. Those who now express as female have expressed as male, and males have expressed as females, and each are working for the same divine father or mother, as some would like to say. Now, right now you may be a male, but in just a breath away in your last expression, you were probably quite the opposite. How's that set with you?
It's natural.
Is that making any sense? Oh, she's returned out here to her husband now. I may have to read all of that over again. Oh, see, that whatever she said, I didn't hear it, but it must have been good. I don't need to have an excuse, honey. You left your husband here with us. Now you came back to get him. Well, you can have him, honey. It's yours. Don't worry. It's pretty nice, though. Well, anyhow, those who express herself as female have expressed as males, and males have expressed as females, and each are working for the same divine father or mother, as some would like to say. We get even that. Oh, we can't just keep calling God he. Have you, anybody ever heard that? You can call it he, shim, maybe him and her. Are you thinking about this, everybody? But we're working for that divine father or mother, as some would like to say, and this is a waste of time to tear at the household, and the household is only a temporary home for your soul. The household that you have right now, your physical body, is a temporary home for your soul. You were out of it, you're in it now, and you will be out of it again. There's no dormancy of the God part of you. The love part of you will never be dormant. Does that make any sense to anybody? I hope I got some good nods out of that. God is living within, and the so-called traits are merely for the learning of the soul within. Move on more to the reason that of the body. Move on quickly to helping each other grow and expand in the kingdom of God. Those who find themselves wasting time at tearing at the classroom of another will find they may choose that very classroom for their next expression. And although all other areas of growth may have taken place, it could be this one area that would cause a return to the earth life. You suppose we're down here this time because we might have complained, I might have complained about men before, or you men might have complained about women before, so you come down to express yourself as whatever you were complaining about before. We're all cells in the body of God. God is love. And, of course, the more love you have, the more God you have. But the house that you're living in, you know, your nose and lips, all the temporary. Temporary. So think about it. Any negative that you give out can cause you to come back to the earth life. And there's so many, many expressions of God. Earth life is only one. One room in the household of God. One room. There's many, many rooms. And some of them may be a little worse than what we are here on earth, and some better. So the only way to have the energy that's going to get you to a better room in the mansion of God is to be love-filled. What do you think of that? How's it feeling, everybody? You are responsible for you. Can't blame your parents, can't blame anybody. You even picked your parents. One life, but all of these expressions to that one life. So please, don't growl about your parents. You picked them. You want to take responsibility? Doesn't matter whether you want to take it or not. You got it. You've got it. So do children remember God has so many wonderful avenues of expression waiting, just waiting for us. So don't hold yourselves away from the feast from the table of divine goodness by not allowing yourselves full growth in every area. Try to begin more and more to see each other as fellow travelers along the path to freedom. What did you do? Anything nice for anybody today? Oh, don't tell me, because your brain is already talking to God. Did you do anything nice for God today? Or did you just expect somebody to do something nice for you? And you're the only one who needs to know the answer, you and God. Try to begin more and more to see each other as fellow travelers along the path to freedom. And we are with you. The souls free of the body will always be with you, now and forever. And you see, we're just away from home. Has that caused any thinking for anybody? I see one head shaking back there, two heads shaking. Has this given you any thought for thinking about you and your future? Where were you? Who were you last? Growl about your mom. You may have been her mother or father in a previous life, previous expression, or their grandparents. Oh, alcohol in your family? Yeah, I drink because my dad drank. My mother drank. That's why I drink. Blame him. Well, then they can turn around maybe blame their parents and their parents and their parents and their parents. You cannot get rid of your wrong that you do. And the main wrong that you can do is not be loving. That's the main wrong that you can do. Because if you're really loving, you wouldn't steal or hurt somebody. You wouldn't steal something from someone if you're really loving, and you would not hurt somebody, whether you hurt their feelings or you hurt their physical or in any way, shape, or form. You wouldn't want to hurt anybody if you're truly loving. What do you think about that? How does that feel to you? You are your only judge. You are your only judge. Does that feel good or bad? You are your only judge. The God part of you is judging you right now and what you're thinking. You don't wait until you leave the body. Right now. How does that feel? Are you answering yourself? Yes, you are, whether you admit it or not. You are answering yourself. Well, would you rather be in somebody else's hands? Would you like to have somebody else be in control of you? I bet so. You once in a while wish you could blame somebody else. You can't. You can't. You can only blame you. And the only credit you can give is you. The real you inside these packages that we're sitting in. Suitcases or whatever they are. I'm seeing some mighty serious faces. I'm not sure as wishing somebody would shut up, like me. But think about this. Don't you wish you could blame somebody else? Oh, nobody's going to shake their head to that. Oh, yeah, you are. You wish you could, huh? Wish you could blame somebody else? Nobody else to blame. And, you know, I've discovered a lot since I've got to be ancient here. Well, not completely ancient, but 87. And I've had so many years, and I'm finding out more and more about me every year. So longevity on Earth is wonderful. It's not altogether comfortable. But, you know, it's the circle of life. When you come in and you're a little child, what do? Fall down all the time and somebody has to pick you up? Yes or no? Yes. Or don't you remember? Can you not believe that you tripped over your own feet? When you were a child, you even had to learn to stand up. And somebody most of the time would give you a hand to help you stand up. And guess what? Where I am, that's where I am. Last time I fell, George was there and he picked me up. And here are these girls over here, Letitia and her lady friend, Robin, that are trying to help me with my hand, and they've been working on it, and what I do, I fell on it. That gave me a setback. Now when you touch my hand, you'll find it's black, and my arm too, my wrist. And here I thought they were going to help me get better. Is life fun? Is life fun? I saw that gentleman back there shaking his head. Thank you, sir. Life is fun. And when you realize that you are in control of your life, unless you're going to fall, you're in control of, well, you can't stop that when it's going to come, but you have all this energy from God that is helping you get the lessons that you need in life. Ooh, who had somebody that crossed over not far from this time? Who crossed over maybe years ago? You do? You do? Was it a woman? Yes. Both of you? Well, I can't tell which it is. I'm going to ask for a letter now. And D is the only one coming up. Does that fit in there with her husband or her child or anything? Last name, first name, street name, town name. I don't know. But was it far off from the day that we're on?
The 6th. November 6th.
6th. And yours?
20th.
Boy, they just came over. And did you see anybody see it hit me? Who had the eyesight? The energy hit me. And whoever this is, a pretty interesting person. Were they pretty close to you? You said it was a woman? Mm-hmm. Whew, was there anything about the chest?
Yeah.
Whew, or breathing your heart, or what was it?
All of the above.
All of the above. And you see, when you leave the body, all you do is leave the body. You're still here. So whoever this is would like to look in on you. Do you think about her every once in a while?
I do. It's my mother.
Your mommy? Well, I tell you what, this is a tremendous energy coming in here for you, Stanley. And I think that she, that you need to have a lot of thank yous to her. Because this is a very evolved spiritual soul.
Right.
Are you aware of that?
Yes.
And the only letter she's giving me now is an R.
An R.
Hmm. Like Richard or Raymond or Roger.
That's my younger brother.
Is what's his name?
Richard.
Well, she just wishes it now that she could have stayed in the body a little longer to be able to be helpful to you. Well, she wishes she could have stayed in the body longer to help you, but she wants you to know she's proud of you. You see, these souls free the body, they didn't bug me. She didn't bug me. I could have ignored it, couldn't I? I didn't want to ignore it. She wanted to say hello to, obviously, to you, and to let you know how proud she is of you and how very much you have grown. Ooh, she's giving me a lot of energy right now. Yoo-hoo! Oh, now it's an S. S. Oh, you're Stanley. Now, is there another S?
Her brother-in-law.
A brother-in-law. Pretty good. Pretty good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to be quiet now because I want us to get on and do some message bearing here tonight. All right. So, are you thinking of somebody? Oh, Stan, she loves you. No, she's not bugging me. She just wants me to tell him one more time how proud she is of him and how much she loves him. Yikes. Okay, so what I'd like to do to encourage all of you to think of somebody that's free of the body and those that are going to be message bearers for this evening, if they would come up, Stan and Carrie and who else? Only if Barbara decides it's going to be up to her, Patty Walsh. Now, your job is to think of somebody that's free of the body. All you're going to do is living in the flesh or free. The energy of God, love, never shuts down. God doesn't die. The God part of you will live forever. You were, you are, and you will be. So think of somebody that's free of the body that you might think of as dead. They're not dormant when they're dead. They're just free of the body. Does that make any sense to anybody here? I don't have very many head shakes, but hopefully it's just because you're shy and don't want to shake your head. Oh, good. I got that head shake. Oh, good. So what we need up here now is you to send us love. And love is God. So ask God to get in touch with us up here so we can bring aloes to some of you, all right? Now, we don't, this is not readings. These are just little touch-ins. If it's a reading, you go on and keep picking up from the person that's free of the body. But here we just want little touch-ins, little quick touch-ins, okay? It's up to you to think of the person free of the body. And we may get that person or we may get somebody connected with them. All right? Now, but kids, you got to not miss who's sitting back there beside Raven. See, there's two people sitting there. They used to live down here, and they went up to L.A. to live because they had graduated from living down here. And they're going up there to Woodland Hills or somewhere where they can live high on the hog. No, live high in life. And they left us and went up there for that. Now, they didn't stop loving us, and I didn't stop loving them. What do you say? Just because somebody leaves the body doesn't mean they quit loving you. They still love you, and they still want to visit with you. So are you thinking somebody that's free of the body? Please do, so they can help us bring you a hello. And the very first is Stanley Steamer.
Thank you, Melly. Good evening, everyone. Giving all glory to God and the angels. Oh my gosh, my mind just went black. The couple that just got back from traveling, may I hear?
Charlie and Kathy.
Charlie and Kathy, that's right. I was getting the seat. I know that you just got back, and oh my gosh, there's so much excitement, so many things they want to bring to your attention, and they're saying that you're really appreciating things. I don't know if you take pictures or you wrote down your journey and your trips. I know part of it you shared that you saw, but they're showing me in particularly a lot of rich, warm colors, a lot of leaves turning colors and things like this. And it's the fall, and the fall brings harvest and opportunity. It's a time of change. It feels like 4 to 6 weeks was a duration in through here. And I'm also seeing a little dog. I don't know, a little white dog is coming. It's almost like a Maltese or a Shih Tzu. I had Shih Tzu, so it's showing me that. And they're just saying, I don't know if you took this along or took it with thoughts on the journey, because this dog is just jumping all over and is just saying, pay attention, look at me, I'm here. And I don't know if you took a motorhome on this journey or not. There was a lot of driving, they were saying, a lot of driving. And just acknowledging you for all the thankfulness that you're giving nowadays. You've reached a point where you are so full of gratitude. And you do a lot of things that you don't think anybody's watching, and they're watching. You know, you do little things. I have a lot more for you. I'll share with you later. Barbara, may I come with you? You know, I feel your son, Clay, I believe it's Clay, is with me. And October, I didn't know what October was with him. It says fun. He used to like October. You know, it's Halloween and things like that. He's particularly pointing, I don't know if you've recently, I think you always look at pictures or you think of him, but he's pointing out a particular picture that you have of him. And he looks at you, he's watching. I don't know if you see, there's sometimes there's a reflection that hits this picture or something. It comes back, it's almost like a twinkle in his eye. And he's saying, you know, that's me, I'm always looking at. And I know if you did something with the car. He's trying to bring attention to the car. I don't know if you got a little too close or didn't get close enough, or you dinged a door that you didn't think you opened it too much. But he's wanting, he's just saying he's watching you, you know. And I don't think he would have been more than 42 or something if he were alive today. But he's showing me 42. Okay, well, he looks 42. But, you know, I know you think of him, but he really wants you to know there's something he wants you to move on with too. It seems like there's sadness, and I know this time of year the holidays kind of bring sadness, but he just wants to put a big blanket of love around you. And you know, I think the holidays are going to be even better, and if you're planning Thanksgiving, but he wants you to go through with the plans that you're planning. And there's a lot of kids around you. I don't know if you're going back east or you're going to be somewhere where the kids are. But he wants you to be around kids. So I'll leave that with you at the moment.
Okay. Giving all glory and honor to God and the angel kingdom. Can I come to the woman in the second row here at the black on? Yes. And what is your name, please?
Simone,
would you like a message? All right. This is a really neat one. I get your grandparents and great-grandparents coming forward. Did you know them?
Yes,
okay. I get them dancing, and I see both sets of grandparents and great-grandparents, and they're all dancing around on this wonderful dance floor. I keep getting that... that they were of a certain class, and they were educated people, and they were in a position where they could make a change. They could affect the society around them, and the time that they lived in was during World War I, World War II, where the country that you lived in may not have been directly involved in it, but the social and economic and technological changes that happened during those times made huge changes to the society, and your grandparents and great-grandparents were instrumental in bringing about changes in their communities, in their societies, in their country. And they want you to know that they see the same thing in you, in this ability to affect change, to affect the society around you, and to understand the changes that are happening so fast right now. Like the changes that happened up until World War I. I mean, they were still in horse and buggy, you know, up until World War I. And then after that, we all were in jets, and now we're going to the moon. Maybe now we're going to Mars. The thing just happened. Everything happened so fast. And you are able to comprehend these changes, and you are able to bring these changes forward, and you're able to affect your community and the society around you. Tremendous. Ooh, that was a lot of energy on that one. Wow. Okay. And then the young man here with the wonderful solar turbine hat. Yay. Would you like your message? You would. Okay. Very good. I get integrity with you. And it's not just something that you have to, you know, sign the paper when you get hired somewhere. Yes, I'll have integrity, whatever, you know. This is something that's very, very deep with you. Something that's very, very deep within your family line. Something that's very, very deep in that you actually made this part of the focus of your life when you were on the other side, before you were even born here. You wanted to make your life about integrity and exploring what would that mean for your life and the people around you. It's very important for you to be around people that are in integrity and people that know themselves on the inside, people that are true to themselves. And there's just a huge amount of power and a huge amount of responsibility that comes with that. And your ancestors are really proud of you for how you have conducted yourself in this life and what you have accomplished. I'll leave that with you.
Leslie, may I come to you? You know, your husband's stepping up in the holidays, and feels like you're really scurriedly looking around for some papers. I don't know what he's doing. There's some piece of paper that you're really looking for, and it's important that you find this paper, he's saying. I don't know why. I don't know. He says he wants you to breathe and slow down a little bit. He said you're, you know, like we say, call on St. Anthony or whatever. He's wanting to help you, but he's saying you need to slow down and breathe. Sometimes you get going too fast, and he says slow down and smell. And also, he's pointing to the garden, too. I know that your house is kind of in transition and you're doing things, but he's pointing to the garden, and something's blooming that normally hasn't bloomed or doesn't bloom right now on you. I don't know if it's a special rose or something. There's something, and there's a reflection. I don't even know if you have a pool, but it looks like there's a pool, and there's a reflection of water coming off of this. And something about the moon and the sun, not the sun, the stars. There was something about a reflection. I don't know if you were looking out there. And Halloween, I don't know if you were with the kids with Halloween last night. There are a lot of kids around you. He just wants you to breathe and to take time. He feels like you're rushing too much. He doesn't want you to make a mistake. I don't know what this paper is. It's important. I don't know. You know, and I don't know. He's laughing. He's just, I don't know. He's saying like you're cooking, but you're leaving something out, you know, and that's not like you. It isn't. So I don't know. I'll leave that with you. And the gentleman in the solar hat maker, you know, I know she gave you a little bit of message, but I see a lot of numbers around you. You're very smart. You're really good with numbers and writing. I don't know if you're an engineer or you're an architect or something, but you're really good at at the foundation of things, you understand things really well, particularly it seems like with numbers and legal. There's something with legal in through there that you understand it. And I don't know if you know that you're good at teaching what you know. It's a gift when you have something. And also they're showing me your hands. There's something about your hands. I don't know if you are familiar with healing, like we did upstairs, the hands on healing. There's something with your hands that you're almost like a natural healer. You can do things to it, and you're very soothing when you touch, they're saying. But they want you to look at what's going on in your life and know that how everything fits. There's a puzzle right now. This is who you are and what you are. And it all fits together. It may not make sense at the moment, but you can make it fit, and you can make it fit any way that you want. And I'm getting a letter M. I didn't know what M would be. But M could be a person that came or went this time of year. It could be a month of March. But M, definitely a letter M. And I don't know. You've got a lot of people up in spirit that are cheering you. Really, really. They're very proud of you. You know, and I don't know what you do with the numbers, but they like what you're doing with it. So I'll leave that with you.
Giving honor to God and the angel world, may I come to the gentleman behind the man with the solar hat? What they tell me about you is you always want to fix things. People, objects, whatever. You have a deep caring that things work well. And you're really, when you do things for people, you come last because you want to be sure that they're taken care of, they're comfortable, before you take your portion. Is that true? Good for you. And you're good with your hands. And they say you're good with cooking. You're good with Oh, you're surprised at that. They said that you're good with that. So maybe you come by that honestly. I don't know. Or maybe you don't think you do. But they're congratulating you for your selfless concern for other people. Yeah. And I believe you learned this from a grandmother. She stands next to you on the right side of your body. So I would think that's a father's mother. But anyway, she's around you, and she wore longer dresses, and she has her hair knotted down towards her neck, like a little bun or something, and very, very kind lady. And she just encourages you in all the things that you do. Yeah, God love you. Nice. The gal that's sitting under the mirror in the back, may I come to you? What they're telling me about you is you are very principled, and you're really concerned about people being treated well, and particularly women, that you want what's right for women, and you'll go to almost any length to be sure that they're treated right. And that is just fabulous, you know, to work in that way so that women are valued, appreciated, and taken care of. I'm asking how you come by that. And from the time you were very little, the principles of why you do things and how you do things were really apparent in you. So that's always been a trait that you came to the earth plane with. which is really neat. Yeah. I see that there's another lady that helped encourage that within you. And I feel she was a teacher. And so look back at who was a teacher for you and how she encouraged what was already there within you. Yeah, great. God love you. I can't remember what I got before. I'll see if it comes back. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Let me see if I can get... Marilena, would you like a message? Cool. I get one from a uncle that wants to be called Leroy. And I'm sure that that's not, you know, the name. But it's something like that. It's something Leroy, the king, something, some kind of uncle that wants to come forward as Leroy. And he comes with a tremendous energy, saying that from the side that he's on, he has nothing but love for you. He has a tremendous love for you that is unending. He has a love for you that goes beyond what you know as part of this world. He has a love for you that connects you with all of your ancestors on the other side. He has a love for you that brings the energy that moves the guides forward, that moves the people forward that are going to help you in each endeavor every day. And he wants you to know that there is a person, an energy, an entity on the other side that is there for you and is dedicated to making sure that what you put out in your intentions is what gets moved forward. And what you put your energy into gets moved forward. All right, blessings to you. Whoa. Okay. I have one more. Oh, Leslie, I'll give you another message. I also got your husband with you, but he was standing behind you like you were taking a picture, like it would be significant to you that there was a family picture or a portrait taken with the two of you, and he would have been standing behind you with two hands on your shoulders or a hand on your back and hand on your shoulder, and he wants to remind you of that time, and this was a powerful time in both of your lives. It was a time that was fruitful and meaningful, and brought forth so much love in your lives. He wants you to remember this time and think about what came about and what now in your life can come about because of this. Okay, there you go.
Hello again. Nobody spoke to me.
Hello.
Woo! I just wanted to real quick here, though, before I start on this other... The lady came in with a red jacket back in the back, sitting by the window. Yes, honey, may I speak with you? They're up here saying that I need to let you know how much love you have in you. Do you love little babies? And do you just love, did you ever consider working anyway with either children or people that need help? No, because you, I see you holding, if somebody's baby needed to be held, you'd be there holding it. You've got all this love that you just want to give out. Are you with me on that feeling? Okay, and you never quite get to the depth of it or satisfied with it. The only letter coming by me is an S, so you can see where the S might fit in, like Sarah or Zam or, all right? They pass these letters by, and then I don't even know where they belong, but except to know it belonged to you. And they want you to congratulate yourself on the giving love that you have. Your love is not a taking love. You have to love me. Yours is giving. Are you with me on this? And who's the Libra? That would be October, what, first part of October? Yeah? Who was born in or out around in the September, 1st of October? Let's take a look. Mom, Dad, Grandma, Grandpa, sisters, brothers. So will you think about it? Did you get it? I can't hear her. Did she say anything to me?
Her dad, her father, her dad, Grandma.
Her daddy? Did he come or go? Born into the flesh or free? Leslie, help me.
He died 20 years ago.
Well, all he did was pop out of the body. You know that. And I hope you know that he's a good man. Do you know that? That's what he wants you to remember. He was doing the best he could. Okay. God bless you, honey. And the gentleman here in blue, sir, in your light blue, yes, sorry, I know you, but don't know your name. I don't know my own either, so if anybody please want to remember my name for me, that'd be nice. But what they're telling me, sir, is you are so intelligent and so capable. Are you pretty good with numbers? You never have bragged on yourself once in this life, have you? They tell me that you can be very organized, very capable. And the thing that gets on your nerves the most is when you're annoyed at yourself because you didn't do something exactly perfect. And they want you to get over that and allow yourself to be normal, okay? And to recognize the fact that not everybody really admires their self. So it's not abnormal not to admire yourself, but they want you to start learning to admire yourself a little more. You don't tell yourself nice things. Nobody's perfect, remember. I quoted the Bible, so don't expect perfection, please, sir. And the husband back there of the wife that I like. I'm sorry, sir, but I don't know your name either. But they tell me that when it comes to law, you respect it wholeheartedly. I don't know if there's ever anybody connected with you that worked for the law in any way, shape, or form. I guess not. You'd have said yes by now.
He has friends.
Because right is right and wrong is wrong with you. All right? And you expect that out of yourself, not other people. You with me? A big letter B comes in here now, like Bob or Bill or Brad or Brian or whatever that would be. Okay, it's not that, got it? Yes, no? Okay, don't worry about it, but it's sitting right there and I think it'll come to you any second, or maybe you'll let me know before you leave today. All right, and they want you to say a few nice things to yourself because you see all the good in that little lady that's with you and you see good in everybody around you but not yourself. And here's another name, Ed. Okay, so don't throw it away. All right, and I don't know if you ever drove a tractor or not, or connected on a farm. Were you ever connected with a farm? Were you raised on a farm, sir? But how are you connected? Did you?
He lived on a farm.
Because that is one of your happiest times. You and old Mother Nature. All right. Well, you like your wife too, but you know. Oh, this is a great world that we live in right now. I wanted to mention Raven back there has a she's on a dedicated mission to help the family in Puerto Rico. Right, Raven?
Yes.
And she is determined because they have nothing. That the storm that went down there has nothing. Those people apparently are in very bad shape. So if anybody, if you're at all interested in talking to Raven, she's sitting right back there in the back. Wave to us, honey. Woohoo! That's it. So please, anybody, if you're at all interested in anything she has to say, please give her a moment before you leave, okay? Because she's dedicated to this, whatever we call it, program. And I'll also mention there's a handsome man sitting back there in the second row over there kind of by himself. All the women are afraid of him. Not one woman got close to him. See his head shiny back there? See that? His name is Dr. Miller. And he teaches classes on those people that are grieving a loss or a situation that's just kind of taking all the fun out of life for them. But so we think it'll probably take about 4 months, 3 or 4 months, and he's going to form a class down here. So that should be interesting. So you can just put that in the back of your mind. We're not promoting. We're not. I'm just telling you what it's all about that he plans on doing, okay? So think about it, which everybody, if you're all interested, you can talk to him later. And we need lots of prayers going to Reese Reeves. He's got a cancer that they're not sure what they're going to be able to do about. Apparently it's in such a condition with Reese, and most of you know Reese. It is that chemo's not going to work for him. And so they're really wondering what they're going to do about him. So just put him in your heart, please, and say some prayers for him, would you?
Lily?
Yes?
I talked to him tonight, and he's had a positive change.
Oh, what?
See if I can tell you.
Want us to come back to you?
Just give me a minute.
We'll give her a minute, and she'll tell you about Reese. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24.
Okay,
good. Okay.
His heart is working better, and something else in his body, one other body system, is working better, and he might be able to have the chemo. They're going to retest him in another week or two and see if he's maintaining.
And most of you know him. Yes. And he's not very old. He's only I don't think he's hit 70 yet.
He's 95.
He's 95 years old.
No, I'm kidding.
You're what?
I'm kidding.
You're kidding? Oh, she was quoting her own age. I'm sorry. Yes, she got confused. Who's going to help me with this?
The first-time visitors.
Yes, who's here for the very first time? Very first time. Oh, that handsome guy right there is. Yeah, don't miss him. And another gentleman behind him there. And let me mention, thank you everyone for inviting them. You're inviting your friends to come. Thank you for that, and thank you for coming. And come when your heart feels like it. Never feel like you have to come. Oh, I've got to get over there tonight. Only when your heart feels like it. That's the only way anybody ever comes here, right? If their heart feels like it. Can we maybe sing something?
Thank you.
We're just good. Just name it, we're good. Lord, we ask your blessing on the material offering and as each give here this evening, Lord, whatever way they give, please let it return heaped up and running over in the area of need. And in Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. Amen. Thank you, friends. And I also wanted to mention there's art show going to be here on November the 11th. And I'll let Stan tell whatever else is happening here. But next Wednesday right here, I don't know who it is, but she claims to be my daughter. I can't really be sure because I gave birth to a little baby, and here's this grown, elegant woman claiming I'm her mother. And you can call her Cindy or you can call her Andy. Whichever. At least half of her life now, I guess, has been Andy. Yeah. And they closed the C of the I when she, you know, when she was in the entertainment business and made her name Andy. So please come next Wednesday and cheer for Cindy or Andy, whichever you choose. So that's next week. And she has had such a wonderful life, that girl. And doesn't mean it was all easy on me when you find out that your daughter's, for instance, the top of that big mountain down in Peru when they were having all those drug wars. Now I find out that's where she's at, down there promoting schools on the top of that high mountain in Peru. A few other stories I've got. But she'd been in that entertainment world for quite a while, but her main goal is representing God. Now and forever. On Sunday here, 9:30 for healing, 10:30 is the service, and it's going to be David Bally. Oh, wow. I love him. He's a good guy. And I mentioned about our Dr. Miller back there. He's going to, not now, probably about 4 months from now, he's going to be having some classes around here on grieving, and I haven't been to one, so I don't know what they're like, but they sound interesting. And anything else we want to announce, Stanley Steamer?
We have lots coming up. You'll find a bulletin board as you in the foyer, but our art show is the big one. We're trying to gather if you're an artist. It's perfect time for Christmas shopping, holidays. We have a lot of wonderful artists in the church and also that makes jewelry and things like that. It's going to be on a Saturday from November 11th from 1 to 5. And if you're an artist and want to participate, you can see me afterwards and we can get you connected. Because what we do, it's here, which is great. The Labor of Love group that meets on the first Friday of the month, which is the prayer group. And it's a potluck, and often it's been Brazilian potluck, which has really been great. But it's on hold until the first of the year in January because with our Christmas party coming up and Reverend Helene is traveling right now. We have our annual Christmas party that's coming up here for the church. It's going to be Sunday after church at the Handlery Hotel on December 3rd. And if you want to get tickets for that, you can see me. They're $25, and it's a wonderful gathering of all of us. We all dress up, and we have a lot of good food, a lot of fun times. And that goes until the 26th of November, then we cut it off. We have lots of classes, advanced spiritual growth class with Reverend Condi's the first Monday of the month. There are requirements for that, so you can read those on the book. She is going to have an intermediate spiritual development class starting in February. We have lots of other classes that are up and coming for the new year. So we have a lot going on in the church. I think what else we have that's going... I think that's it. Birthdays. Do we have any birthdays? Anybody admit to a birthday? One? Oh, close coming enough, up, right? Coming up, great. So we can wish happy birthday.
What's your name?
Yamin.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you.
Woo!
Happy birthday to you.
Woo!
Happy birthday, dear Yamin. Happy birthday.
the greeter program on Sundays. And if you are also a Sunday person, we could really use some help in getting some new greeters and doing training. And it also, if you're interested, please either see me or one of the board members like Stan. And there's not a whole lot of requirements for it. There's a short training, and then we'll put you on the schedule, and then you can be one of the Sunday greeters. And it's wonderful because you get to share all this wonderful energy and hug everybody on the way in. It's really cool. And then there's one thing that we like to emphasize is that you only bring in water bottles. You can't bring in sodas or coffee or anything that could possibly spill. So like a sealed water bottle. If you have something like that, you could always just leave it out on the porch railing, or there's a little kitchen, you can leave it in the kitchen. All right, thank you.
And mark the 20th of December down, because we're going to have our... back there for our young lady and our young man back there. We're going to have a Christmas party, and we've got the real Santa Claus coming.
December 20th. It's a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Usually.
Right here.
Right here.
Usually a Wednesday. It's usually a Wednesday.
Seven, 7 o'clock, right? 6 o'clock.
Probably. 7, probably. And so please just mark that in your calendar, and we'll talk more about it another time, huh? But Santa Claus comes. And the real McCoy. So just put that in the back of your notebook, okay, everybody? And we've each got time for maybe another one, huh? But let me see if there's anything else I wanted to say. We talked about Sierra and Raven back there. See her about Puerto Rico if you want to help out there. And I talked about the speakers that's coming and...
Spiritual development class is closed.
What?
The spiritual development class.
What?
They're now closed.
Oh, well, yeah. We had them open for this month for anybody wanting to come and sample. So now they'll be closed. So that's the classes we have here on Tuesday night and Thursday night. So I guess that's it. Now then, we've got 10 minutes.
Couple more. Let's see if I can go this way. Letitia, can I come to you? I get your mother with you. Is your mother in spirit? Yes. And lately, all this energy has been going towards your dad, and there's all this messages coming in for your dad. Well, your mother's energy is coming in tonight, and it's coming in really strong. Real strong. It's just, I feel her. And she wants to tell you to watch the dough. And there's so many different meanings to that. There's a lot of meaning. But they are showing me dough. And I worked at a Pizza Hut when I was in college. And you'd start out with this gooey stuff, like little blocks of gooey stuff. And you had to form them just right. And then they rose. And they were beautiful. And they felt wonderful. And she wants you to know that whatever you're making right now, it's going to rise. It's going to rise, and it's going to make that wonderful skin on the outside of it. And it just has that wonderful texture. And then you can use that to make whatever you want, whether it's a pizza or whether it's bread or, you know, the different things that you could be making with it. But just know that your yeast is going to rise in this time. All right, that means something to you, right? Okay, good. Ooh-wee. And then I did have one more. Oh, man.
Not you and Swami are going to get to tonight.
I know. Well, I guess that was it. All right.
It's good to know when you have and when you don't have.
Dr. Miller, may I come to you? They kept showing me you as an inventor. You could make things. Do you invent things? Or?
Are we allowed to answer?
Yeah.
I invent programs, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. I saw you inventing objects, that you have a very creative mind for things like that. And you could have gone into that other than the work that you're doing, is what they're saying. But life isn't over. So they said, if you come across ideas where you could create different objects, don't pass it by. Yeah, really. You've got a lot of talent. Yeah, in many different areas. Well, I hope you enjoy whatever those talents are that you choose to express. May I come to the little lady in orange? Okay. I pick up that you might have had some pretty strong disappointments in life of your own talents. Things that didn't turn out the way you thought they would. Okay, and they're saying that that's influenced how you look at things now. And they're asking you to possibly choose differently how you talk to yourself. That there you are talented. And if you put a positive spin on whatever it is that you'd really like to do, it will happen. So they're saying, when you're quiet, sit down and reevaluate what would really make you happy doing. And then hold that thought and ask the angels and all the positive forces in the universe to work with you on that. And by gosh, it happens. Just hold the thought and forget about letting any negative thoughts come in. Oh, that couldn't happen for me, or I don't have the money, or whatever it is. All of those are the thoughts that take the energy out of a situation. So if you choose, start changing your thought pattern and hang on to that, test it out, and see the wonderful things that can happen for you. Yeah, God love you, honey.
Again, giving honor to God and that wonderful angel kingdom. And please, everybody, don't hurry off because there's coffee out there. Thank you to those who went out and made it. And I don't know what's out there to eat, but there's usually nibbles of some sort. And I didn't look at the Leslie over there, but she's a nibble maker. And anything she makes, you don't want to miss. So I don't know if she brought anything out there tonight. No, she did. Woohoo! So don't hurry off. And I did see something that's going to be out there, something new. What is it called?
Flan.
So don't hurry off unless you have to. Please get acquainted with just one other person. That'd be nice. Two would be better, and three would be even better, and four would be better than that, and so on. But giving honor to God and that wonderful angel kingdom. And honey, that just got the message, they want me to ask you to look in the mirror and tell yourself some good things for a few days, every day for a few days. Will you do that? Promise. Just tell you something good about you. Okay, and your friend right here? We haven't talked to you yet, have we? Please wave me on by if you've already been talked to. Boy, are you an idea person. Woo! You got ideas, honey. And the thing is, who's, okay, that looks like a Scorpio. Is there anybody around you born end of October? Born in or out? Born into the flesh or born free? So think about it. But what the angels are telling me is there's not much you can't do. I mean, you could have been a great teacher. You could build giant ships. You've got so much talent. Are you aware of that? You can say yes because you're giving credit to God. But are you aware how talented you are and extreme intelligence? So you didn't come in this life to coast. You came in to get a lot done. So please allow yourself that privilege. The privilege has been given to you, so I want you to make use of it. And the lady in the center over there with the striped shirt, if you've already had a message, wave me on. But I'm going to go to yesterday. not today, yesterday. So that was an unusual day for you. Was there something really hard for you to handle, or somebody did you an unkind trick just yesterday? And you're having trouble recovering from it. Are you with me? And they want you to say, get over and get on about life. And you have a lady there now that feels like a grandma to you, to me, to you, whoever, anyhow. And yikes, I hope you love your grandma. Did you get to know one of your grandmas?
Yes, I do. I think about her all the time.
Well, I think she thinks about you all the time, and she doesn't like this downer that you let something shoot you down. I think it was somebody's words, maybe. Please don't let that happen, because she wants you to stay happy. The best gift you can give her is be happy. And the lady behind with that beautiful baby, may I speak with you? I want to take you back, I'm going to say about 8 years. Was there a big change in your life? Oh, and you had to adjust. And sometimes you're very thankful that you've been able to adjust. But sometimes you're not so sure. You're thinking, oh, what's coming next? What's going to happen next? And I'll tell you, that child that you have in your arms right now is precious. And they came in to help you have a better life. Because your life's not been easy. You're agreeing with me, I hope. You're agreeing with me. February, what's February mean in your family? February. Take it, and they'll let you know. They'll let you remember February. Somebody came or went. And now here's a letter L for you to think about, like Lynn or Lee or Lou. Not have to connect it with the date I just gave you. But it's a letter L, like Letitia that's sitting in front of you. but it's an L, honey. All right? Golly. And the man is with his arms folded and sitting there very dignified with his arms folded. I don't know if he'll be unfolded or not. They look like they're pretty tight. Are you even? Oh, yes. You had a pretty good week this week. I'm not going to say it was just all fun and laughter, sir, but you had a pretty good week this week, and I'll tell you where it started. It started with you saying better things about yourself. Better things about yourself. You have grounded yourself at least a solid 5 years. By now you should have been wealthy. By now you should have been wise as other people, and why not me? And going through that, are you with me on this feeling? And so they're asking you to stop that and start picking out the nice things about you. But I have no idea how old you are, but for your age, which is probably 50 years old, 50, he's 50. Aren't you, sir? Plus tax. Okay. And they want you to start saying better things about yourself to you. Here's a big letter T coming in here, like Thomas or Thompson or Terry or Tony or Tim or whatever T would be, all right? Now, that shouldn't be hard for you to think about. It's right there with you. Ooh! And so they want you to check some of your own thoughts and clean them up a little, get them more polished, saying good things about you, okay? A good thing it's that time, kids. Did we get to talk to everybody that's new? Did we miss any new person? We got all the... Nobody talked to you, honey, and you're new? Oh, you're not new?
I'm new.
Oh, okay. A letter A just floated by me, like Annette or Nano or Anna or A. A. I know you speak another language, but it's an A, so whatever that would be with... You knew who that is, sir, with her? You don't know her that well? Well, get acquainted. She's sitting right there on your right shoulder. So apparently you are really inclined to get yourself a degree and get into life. You agree with me? You have plans, honey. You have plans. Was there ever anybody work for the medical world in your family in any way, shape, or form? Nursing or doctoring or dental or louder?
Her husband's a pharmacist.
As a pharmacist. Well, we'll take that then, okay? These aren't your husbands, though, are they?
No.
Well, you've got one on either side of you, and I like them both. chair. But what they're telling me is that you have a tremendous desire. Oh, I'd be surprised you didn't want to be a nurse. I would think you would have wanted that. Because inside you, you're wanting this everybody to feel good, and you're wanting everybody to feel loved, and you're wanting everybody to feel good about themselves. And sometimes you need to do that a little more with your own self when you look in the mirror. Tell yourself some better things about you, because you have been condemning yourself for the last, I know it's not 3 years, but it feels like it. You know what I'm talking about. Honey, don't. You're a bubble of God. Pull that out and use it when you look in the mirror. Will you do that for me? Huh? What happened 5 years ago?
4 years ago, my father died. My mom was 8 years ago.
Her father passed away.
You love him forever? He didn't tell you very many nice things about you, though, did he?
No.
That's okay. That's okay. He is now. Because these thoughts that's coming into me is to make sure you know how wonderful you are. So it must be coming from him, because this person's been gone about 5 years. Thank you all for coming. Please don't hurry off unless you have to.
He's my blood. I love him. Yeah. And when that I I want to say.
Oh, so adorable.
I don't know why. But Sunday's a little different.
It's the merchant service. Yeah.
And it's a little more formal. And then the service goes till 11:30 and then 11:30. I would listen to you guys. Please, yeah, do that. Yeah, yeah. I don't
know if they
look. But when you set on, you know, school, you have amazing energy.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then thank you, and please talk to her. She always has something.
Which is,
yeah, she always has. She's good. Great. Millie. She's like everybody's grandma. We love her. She is her grandma. Yeah. So a friend of Millie's with us, and then her name is Cheryl. And so anyway, Cheryl and I had met with Millie. And this is the program that I did. So she wants to become, because I'm doing it now, Helen, it's a neat tissue chapter.
Right.
And they've been hosting it. I did go there and they're hosting it. So I'm here.